You're listening to an exclusive podcast of the Chris Robinson Travel Show. Heard every Saturday and Sunday morning at 11 on Zoomer Radio.
The Chris Robinson Travel Show is brought to you by the beaches of Fort Myers and Sanibel.
From exotic locales a continent away to weekend stays down the highway, pack a suitcase and your vacation imagination. It's time for the Chris Robinson Travel Show on Zoomer Radio.
Hi, and welcome to the Chris Robinson Travel Show, where for the next hour, we're going to discover islandology as we explore the beaches of Fort Myers and Sanibel. Islandology is all about the island life. Deserted beaches, warm waters, beach combing and shell collecting, pirate lore and island hopping, gentle manatees, playful dolphins and getting out on the water. Can't you just hear those waves gently lapping on the shore? To learn about islandology, you really have to experience it for yourself. And today, we're joined by two wonderful guests who are the next best thing to a barefoot walk along the sand. Welcome to Stephanie Zinke, International Tourism Sales Manager for the beaches of Fort Myers and Sanibel, and Jeanette Faria, Account Manager with the beaches of Fort Myers and Sanibel here in Canada. Welcome to both of you.
Thank you.
Thank you, Chris.
Well, it's lovely to have you both here for this relaxing, fresh air islandology concert. I just love the whole idea. But before we go anywhere, Jeanette, I think we need to start off with a geography lesson. Where are we?
Yes, of course. So the beaches of Fort Myers and Sanibel is located in southwest Florida. So on the Gulf of Mexico, about 2 hours south of Tampa, about 3 from Orlando, 2.5 from Miami, 2 to 2.5 from Fort Lauderdale. So very centrally located in Florida. And yeah, let's tell you all about it.
Oh, you bet. Now, Jeanette, you and I have got the short end of the straw. We're in the studio here in Toronto for this show. But Stephanie, you're speaking to us from Florida, aren't you?
Yes, I am. Where it's sunny and beautiful right now.
Well, and of course, the really great news is that Fort Myers was relatively lightly touched by the recent hurricane, and you're way back open and ready for business, aren't you?
Absolutely, Chris. We were very fortunate, and I think it took about 3 days for all of our hotels to be up and running, especially those, you know, for the islands and along the beach, which was very, very fabulous to be up and running so quickly. We mostly had, you know, tree damage and just, you know, minor things, and we were waiting for power. But right now, I'm happy to say we are more than open for business and welcome all of the Canadians to come down and enjoy.
I was going to say, that's certainly welcome news for a lot of Canadians who are going to be heading down your way. And what I love about your destination is that it's really like Florida as it used to be.
Correct. It's I always say it's like a different side of Florida that not a lot of people know or have had the pleasure yet to actually enjoy. It's not as overdeveloped as some other regions and bigger cities in Florida that are mostly known. And also there's so many unique ways to explore our area. And one of the very unique things that I like is for the travelers coming down, we have a lot of what we call condominium style units where they can stay as well as vacation homes. So that kind of creates a whole like self-catering atmosphere, sort of like a home away from home, just on the beach.
Mm, beautiful. And of course, more and more, I think Canadians are actually staying longer and longer. And Jeanette, this is the perfect venue for that.
It is. It is. I mean, we have got a lot of accommodations that do have condo style. So have a kitchenette, one bedroom, two bedroom, three bedroom, a lot of home rentals. And we also have a lot of choice. I mean, Fort Myers, Fort Myers Beach, Sanibel, Captiva. The destination's got a lot of areas to stay. So we find a lot of Canadians down definitely in the wintertime. Between January and April, Easter, coming down for long periods of time because it's just a great destination.
Easy to get to, too.
Easy to get to. I mean, Air Canada offers direct nonstop flights year-round and from Toronto. They also have seasonal service nonstop from Montreal. And then WestJet also has nonstop service year-round from Toronto and in the wintertime from Ottawa.
And it's a great little local airport.
It is. It's fantastic. And, I mean, you can be off the plane, grab your bags, and have your car rental in under 30 minutes. I mean, it's fantastic. It's quaint. It's charming. We have amazing guest service or service people that help, and volunteers, I should say, that help at the airport. And, yeah, it's just a fantastic, fantastic airport.
So we can be right on the beach really quickly and discovering Islandology.
Yes.
Stephanie, come on. Tell us what Islandology is really all about.
So Islandology is a very new concept that we're using to describe our destination. It's kind of like all about enjoying the island life, whether it be on the water or on land. It is really whatever you want it to be. It could be playing on the beach, walking barefoot on the sand, enjoying a sunset, drinking a fruity drink, or paddling through the mangroves. It's really up to each and every one of our visitors or residents to make the most out of it. But the most important thing is to find that whatever you do, when you are away from it all, something that actually, gets you back to what matters most. And that's completely up to you.
I love that whole concept. It really works for me, and I'm relaxed to just talking about it. But let's start on the beach, Stephanie.
Of course. So we have over 80 kilometers of white sandy beaches, and I always never really understood, how a beach can be different. But actually, Chris, I have to say, we have a very diverse destination in itself. So Sanibel is not like Bonita Beach. Fort Myers Beach is not like Lover's Key State Park. So all of these other mini destinations within overall our area can be so different. Sanibel is filled with seashells. Bonita Beach and Fort Myers Beach have this white kind of powdered sugar kind of sand, which is beautiful to build sandcastles. Mm-hmm. And then in Lover's Key State Park and Cayo Costa, you have kind of a hidden gem, unspoiled, kind of wild beach that you can find.
And your beaches are fantastic for shell collecting too, aren't they?
Absolutely. Actually, Sanibel specifically is known as the shelling capital of the world. What that means is we have over 400 different species of shells. And really, it's all because of its geography, the way it is shaped in a curve along the coastline. And then at the very southern tip, it has this east-west twist, which pretty much just acts like a natural shovel scooping up all of the shells that come in from the Caribbean.
And Stephanie, again, the little insider tip, what is that? What do they call it when everyone is on the beach looking for shells on Sanibel?
Oh, yes. Absolutely. That would be called the Sanibel stoop, which is pretty much, that posture that you have when you see that little treasure and you bend down and go and pick it up.
Yes. It's
the Sanibel stoop.
The Sanibel stoop.
You see that a lot down there. And there's even a shell museum, too, I believe.
There is. The Bailey Matthews National Shell Museum on Sanibel Island. It actually has ties to the Smithsonian Institute. It's a fantastic museum where you can go and see, you can learn about the different shells and the different types and see all sorts of them. As Stephanie said, there's over 400 different species. So,
wow.
Yeah, it's a shell lover's
heaven.
Paradise.
Yes.
Heaven, yes.
If you want to get out onto the water, there's lots of opportunities too.
Absolutely. I mean, because we have all that water that surrounds us, we are a paddler's paradise. We have the Great Calusa Blue Way, which is a trail of about 300 kilometers that you can paddle in any way, whether kayak or canoe or stand-up paddleboard. And also, I'm just going to touch up on this, but I think Jeanette has a better story. Of course, we do have the largest mangrove ecosystem, which is the Ding Darling National Wildlife Refuge. It's actually one-third of the entire island of Sanibel is that refuge. And, of course, that is one of the most fabulous places to go out and kayak and come up close to our wildlife. But, yeah. Jeanette, I think you have a story on that.
Oh, yeah. I'll never forget going out kayaking and coming out through the mangroves. We had just gone past a couple of manatees, and there were four dolphins that came in to feed. And then we had a cormorant bird that was playing with our kayak and kept going under and playing peekaboo with us. And then we just sat there in the water and just looked at the dolphins and this bird playing and just had this that moment, that aha moment of wow, this is amazing. This is beautiful.
Only
this is what it's about.
Yeah. And there are tours, of course, to see this marine wildlife too, aren't there?
Yeah, I mean, like we said, I mean, obviously, depending on how adventurous you are and how confident you are, you can, like Jeanette did with her group, and they can just go out and rent kayaks and kind of explore on their own. But there's a couple of, like, really nice tours that you can take, depending on where you are. If you're on Sanibel, Captiva, you could take Captiva Cruises or Tarpon Bay Explorers. They offer a large variety of tours, whether it be a couple of hours, a half day. My personal favorite is when you get to go on one of those boats, and not only do you enjoy the whole ride because you learn about the history and the area, of course you see the dolphins and other wildlife, but then you end up on a private island in the middle of nowhere, and you end up in this little tiny restaurant called Cabbage Key, and you just have the cheeseburger in paradise.
I love it. Fantastic.
And those boat rides are so much fun. The more noise you make, the more of a show the dolphins put on. They love it.
They are so inquisitive,
yes.
those things.
Yes.
The website to go to is fortmyerssanibel.com. Very easy to remember. Do stay tuned, because in the next segment, we're going to stay on dry land and go birding, golfing, hiking, and more through the beautiful beaches of Fort Myers and Sanibel. You're listening to The Chris Robinson Travel Show.
On the beaches of Fort Myers and Sanibel, islandology is our way of life. But it's about more than islands. It's about what surrounds you. It's dolphins in boat wake-ology. It's a little me time in Florida sun-ology. It's seashells and gentle waves rolling up on white sand-ology. Islandology is your guide to island life, and you learn it when you come live it. Plan your next trip at fortmyerssanibel.com.
You know, you and I should really get a flu shot this year. I read the flu can be very hard on us.
Already got mine. Fluzone High Dose. My pharmacist recommended High Dose because it offers 24% better protection than Fluzone Standard Dose.
Show off.
65 and over, ask your healthcare provider about Fluzone High Dose or learn more at fluhd.ca. Vaccination does not provide 100% protection. Side effects and allergic reactions may occur. Talk to your doctor or pharmacist to see if this vaccine is right for you.
Trouble sleeping? Now there's Calmful Sleep, a naturally relaxing nighttime drink. Calmful Sleep features a blend of natural, sleep-promoting ingredients and tastes like a delicious fruit tea. Just add to boiling water, let it fizz, drink, and then sweet dreams. New from Natural Calm Canada. Get yours today where natural health products are sold or go to naturalcalm.ca.
Natural Calm.
Proceeds go to organicsfororphans.org.
How would you like a second source of income without a second job? At Online Trading, their patented core strategy will help you follow what Wall Street is doing and how profits are made when the market goes up or down. Right now, Online Trading is offering a free Wall Street Insider Kit so you can get started right away. Just call 855-813-TRADE, 855-813-TRADE. That's 855-813-8723. Listen to Power Trading this Sunday, 7:30 a.m. right here on Zoomer Radio.
There's a place up north with spinning wheels and flashing reels, where stars come out at night, and dining is served with a side of excitement, a place where you can unwind at a full-service spa, then set up camp in a luxury all-suite hotel. It's a place that's vast and full of wonder. Casino-Rama Resort. Explore the great indoors. Must be 19 years of age or older and not trespassed or self-excluded. Know your limit. Play within it.
Hi, I'm Cherry Tabb, co-founder of the Herzig Eye Institute. Have you had your I've had it moment yet? I've had it with glasses. I've had it with contacts. I've had it with cataracts. I've had it with bad night vision, bad reading vision, bad vision, period. Instead, say, I've had it. I've had my vision corrected at Herzig, and it's wonderful. Don't wait. Google high-definition vision. Learn about Herzig. Call us for a consultation. There's no charge. Look after yourself. Promise me.
The Chris Robinson Travel Show is brought to you by the beaches of Fort Myers and Sanibel.
He's been there, done that, and wants to go back. You're listening to the Chris Robinson Travel Show on Zoomer Radio.
Hi, Chris Robinson here, welcoming you back to our relaxing break in the warm Florida sunshine. We're exploring the beaches of Fort Myers and Sanibel, and what they like to call islandology. Islandology starts with an authentic old-world Florida vibe. This is the place to chill and unwind. Back that up with year-round sunny weather and gorgeous Gulf Coast beaches. And layer on golf, tarpon fishing, birdwatching, kayaking, fabulous restaurants, endless festivals, spas, shopping, or simply nothing at all. Our guides to help us catching that wave of relaxation are Stephanie Zinke and Jeanette Faria, both with the beaches of Fort Myers and Sanibel. Now, we've been talking about the islandology of water-based experiences, but Fort Myers and Sanibel is a region indivisibly combining both land and water, isn't it?
Yes, absolutely, Chris. I mean, we do have, you know, our beaches and 1,000 kilometers of coastline. So we have rivers, we have the Back Bays, we have Pine Island Sound and the Gulf of Mexico. But there's so much around our area that you can actually do if you want to step away from the water.
Mm. Definitely. And Chris, did you also know that the Cape Coral area has more canals than Venice, Italy?
What?
So in speaking of a lot of home rentals, a lot of the homes that you can rent in the Cape Coral area have got a boat that you can rent with the home in the back, in the off of a canal. And so it's a boater's paradise.
Fabulous.
They can go out and rent a boat and go fishing and... Yeah.
I love that combination. And,
yes.
And that's, again, it's going to be almost unique to this area.
Yes.
I can't believe that number about the canals.
Yeah, it's incredible.
Yeah. Stephanie, the Fort Myers and Sanibel nature parks are a magnet for bird watchers, aren't they?
Yes, they are. We actually have about 245 species of birds that, believe it or not, they stop on every year on their yearly migration heading north-south, south-north. And one magnet predominantly would be the J.N. Ding Darling Wildlife Refuge located on Sanibel Island. And there's so many different types of birds. I'm not going to bore you with all 245 species. But I just want to point out the roseate spoonbill, which is one of my favorites. And once you come down and you see them, you'll first see a big, pink, pretty bird. And everybody says, look, Mom, there's a flamingo. It's not a flamingo. It's a roseate spoonbill. And also one of the highlights that, you know, they come down, usually January and March is like the peak season for them to be there, are the white pelicans. And they're just beautiful, beautiful birds. And they're actually the second largest in wingspan after the condor.
Wow. So a bird lover's paradise. And yes. You were telling me just before we came into the studio, Jeanette, about a certain plover.
Yes, a plover. I just read an article this morning that a consumer from this area is down right now in Fort Myers and photographed and spotted a plover and took a picture, had it on social media, and was told that it is from Sabo Beach area off Lake Huron here, that it was born here, and now since the hurricane, I guess, afterwards, has migrated south, and she just saw it down on Bunch Beach in Fort Myers area. So that's pretty cool. She was very excited. It is a birder's paradise.
I mean, who wouldn't want to migrate down here?
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, good point. And there's so much choice for all levels of activity to get out there.
There is, definitely. And especially also one of the big things, I mean, Sanibel Island has almost 40 kilometers of bike paths. There's a lot of bike rental companies on the island, and so you can rent a bike, you can ride around. You can also ride your bike on some of the beach, and then there's some off trails, bike trails as well. So there's lots of biking, hiking. There's all sorts of different activities that you can do at all different levels.
So come down here and rent not just a boat, but a bike as well.
Yes, exactly.
Yeah. Paradise.
And for those that are like active and they actually do want to hike and, you know, get out there and walk, the 6 Mile Cypress Slough has a fabulous boardwalk where you can take either guided walks or just go on out on your own and explore with like very nice observation decks. And it's very easy, accessible for everyone, and fun for the entire family.
I'm adding that to my list of to-dos next time I'm down there. Golf, too, is always big, of course, and in terms of popular outdoor activities. And you've got a lot down there to please all the golfers, Stephanie.
We have a lot going on when it comes to golf. But, Chris, you know, what you have to keep in mind here, it's If you're looking for a PGA Championship golf course or just an easy one for beginners, it doesn't matter, because whether you're out on at the Gasparilla Inn on Boca Grande or at South Seas Island Resort where they have a 9-hole executive course, one thing is for certain, that you'll be teeing off overlooking the Gulf of Mexico. And at this point then, it doesn't matter how low or bad or good your handicap is at the end of the day.
I love it. And none of that pesky snow stuff to stop you from golfing either in the middle of winter.
No, we don't. The worst thing that can happen once you're out on one of our, I actually love going out there, and forgive me, I'm not a golfer, but the Dunes Golf Club on Sanibel, it's probably actually one of the best local wildlife hangouts. I mean, you drive your golf cart and you can see all kinds of, whether it be even an alligator just hanging out in the sun, or birds and turtles, all kinds of right there on the golf. So the biggest distraction for you when you're teeing off might actually just be the wildlife.
Yeah.
Love it. And Jeanette, if you're a watcher rather than a doer, there's plenty to see down there.
Yeah, I mean, one of the big draws in the wintertime is definitely the spring training.
Right.
So we've got both the Boston Red Sox and the Minnesota Twins that spring train. So you can definitely catch the Blue Jays, the Toronto Blue Jays, down there playing if you're down. I think it starts the end of February and goes through till the end of March.
Perfect.
Well, yeah.
The delights of the beaches of Fort Myers and Sanibel have drawn visitors not just from the present day, but for a very long time indeed, including some great historical figures like Henry Ford and Thomas Edison.
Yeah, Thomas Edison actually spent about 42 winters down in Fort Myers. So you can actually take a guided tour, a self-guided tour, or a guided tour of the estate home. You can also tour the laboratory, gardens, as well as Henry Ford's home as well. So it's fantastic. Beautiful banyan trees on the property. I mean, the destination inspired him. That's one of the reasons he came down and had his winter estate there, and it inspired him with so many of his inventions. So it's just a fantastic attraction to go see when you're in the area.
The original snowbird.
Yes, exactly.
And actually, you know, if you want to know a fun fact about this, the Edison Ford Winter Estates, they're located on MacGregor Boulevard, which is probably one of our most famous streets in Fort Myers. And as you drive up, you'll see many royal palm trees planted on the left and on the right. And the first 200 of those palm trees were actually planted by Edison himself. Oh. And here's a fun fact. The city of Fort Myers has actually a nickname that is the City of Palms, and it goes precisely for that reason.
Okay. There's another wonderful trivial fact that I can use next conversational gambit. Stephanie, tell us a little bit about downtown Fort Myers.
Yes, absolutely. So Fort Myers downtown is located just along the Caloosahatchee River, which is why we also refer to it as the River District. It's a beautiful historic and cultural center. It's filled with art galleries, boutiques, like unique shopping opportunities. And what I'd like best is that it becomes alive every first and third Friday of the month. We have either art walk or music walk. And it's such a fabulous way to get out and enjoy the outdoors and also, you know, meet and hang out with the locals.
Great.
Yeah, yep. It's fantastic.
Jeanette, where should listeners go to find out more about beaches of Fort Myers and Sanibel and beyond?
Definitely check out the website, fortmyerssanibel.com. We've got great information on there. We've got fantastic YouTube videos, and we've also got our Lonely Planet Visitor's Guide, which they can download or order for free.
And I love that little guide. I've got it in my hand right here, and it's just what you need, something you can slip in your pocket and use as you go
It's fantastic.
Around.
And the map pulls out of the back, which is great.
Yeah. You can also look for more information at the Travel Show website at chrisrobinsontravelshow.com. We're going to take a quick break now, but when we come back, we're going to be hearing about a very welcome offer to save $300 per couple off an Air Canada Vacations package to experience Islandology on the beaches of Fort Myers and Sanibel. You're listening to The Chris Robinson Travel Show.
On the beaches of Fort Myers and Sanibel, Islandology is our way of life. But it's about more than islands. It's about what surrounds you. It's kayaking through mangroves-ology. It's seeing gentle manatees and soaring birds-ology. It's a day on the beach that ends with a sunset-ology. Islandology is your guide to island life, and you learn it when you come live it. Plan your next trip at fortmyerssanibel.com.
Hi, Steve Herringer here. Welcome to your Natural Health Minute. I'm with Doctor of Naturopathic Medicine, Jonathan Beatty. Dr. Beatty, I think it's fair to say that today people want to look after their brain as much as any other part of their body.
Steve, we forget that it's a synergistic relationship between our body and mind, and we can eat and supplement to support both.
And how can we help take care of our brain?
Well, you should think of a couple of things. Diet, eating lots of vegetables and fruits, plenty of fatty fish, and of course, nourishing our brain with natural formulas that support cognitive health and wellness.
And what would you include in that formula?
I'd go with two important things, antioxidants and fish oils. Both offer that support for brain function and for our cognitive health.
Hey, thanks, Dr. Beatty.
Thank you, Steve.
Support cognitive health and brain function with NeuroForce from Prairie Naturals. NeuroForce is a proprietary blend of important antioxidants and high-quality fish oils, all in support of cognitive wellness. NeuroForce from Prairie Naturals, available in natural health stores everywhere.
I need a seven-letter word for fall.
How about leather?
That's seven letters, all right, but what does leather have to do with fall?
You know, you really need to get out more.
Like to the Hyde House, where right now, for a limited time, save up to 40% off all leather, down, and wool jackets during their fall sale. Big savings on fine leather furniture, too.
The Hyde House?
The Hyde House.
Details at hydehouse.ca. Hurry into Canada's largest leather store. It's worth the drive to Acton.
A second home doesn't mean you need a second phone. Stay connected with the Canada-U.S. plan from TELUS.
TELUS top reasons to stay connected while in the U.S.
Leave your library at home. Store your favorite books, magazines, and websites on your phone so you can read them by the poolside.
Get unlimited talk and text on both sides of the border. Plus, use your data like you would at home. Learn more at telus.com/Canada-U.S.
Waiting for the right time to replace your furnace? The time is now. Get a new furnace from Reliance Home Comfort with no monthly payments and no interest for 18 months. That's right, 18 months. Be prepared for winter with the professional installation and quality that comes with over 50 years of experience. Visit reliancehomecomfort.com to get a new furnace with no monthly payments and no interest for 18 months. At Reliance, we're not comfortable until you are. Conditions apply. Interest accrues 18 months after installation OAC.
The Chris Robinson Travel Show is brought to you by the beaches of Fort Myers and Sanibel.
Seeing the world through your radio. You're listening to the Chris Robinson Travel Show on Zoomer Radio.
Welcome back to the Chris Robinson Travel Show. This week, we're exploring the beaches of Fort Myers and Sanibel. It's a great destination for a longer stay. Everything is easy, and the chill vibe and relaxed ambience lends itself to indulging in lazy days and tuning out of our frenetic lives. It takes a while to switch off and really recharge the batteries. And Fort Myers and Sanibel offers great value for longer stays and hotels with facilities like kitchens and laundry facilities that make a home away from home. And for both short and long stays, Air Canada Vacations offer a wide choice from cozy inns to luxury resorts. So I'm delighted to be joined for this part of the show by Tyler Mattioli. He's the area sales manager at Air Canada Vacations, and he can tell us a lot more about all of this. Plus, we still have Stephanie Zinka and Jeanette Faria with us from the beaches of Fort Myers and Sanibel. So welcome to the travel show, Tyler.
Thank you very much. Thank you for having me.
Yeah, it's great to have you here in the studio. Now, Air Canada Vacations, of course, have a great reputation in the travel world. Why is that?
You know, I think being the flagship carrier in Canada and having such a vast array of different routes and flights that we have, it's easy for us to kind of to be the big player out there. And then on top of that, you know, we have easy one-stop shopping where you can, you know, go onto the website or talk to your travel agent about different packages, or if you want to just do land only or air, land, and a rental car, we have everything available. And then on top of that, we have Aeroplan, which is, you know, one of our great partners where you're able to earn and use your miles to go to all different types of places.
So real one-stop shopping.
Definitely.
Stuff. And, of course, you're flying into the local airport down here.
Yes.
So tell us about that.
Yeah, so, you know, it's great with Fort Myers because it's only just about a three-hour flight. In the winter from Toronto, we do have two flights daily and then four times a week from Montreal. And the great thing, too, with Air Canada being the nation's carrier, as we like to say, we do have connectors from over 66 Canadian cities that make it very easy to get into Montreal and then from Montreal or into Toronto and into Fort Myers.
Okay, so you've taken us down there. Now you are putting out a whole raft of different accommodation options before us.
Yes, definitely. ACV offers 16 properties in Fort Myers, and it's great because we have kind of an array of different properties, whether you want to be inland or on the beach. We have product ranges from 3 to 4 stars, and we offer, you know, a ton of different stuff, whether you want an inn, a hotel, condo, or even a rental.
Okay. Now, the best news, I think, for our listeners of all is that you've got a special offer out there right now for this destination.
Yes. So for Air Canada Vacations, we have our early booking bonus on right now, which expires October 31st. So we do want everybody to kind of book as soon as possible. But we are offering $300 off per couple for departures up till April 30th. This also applies to groups. So if you do have, you know, a family reunion or a group of people traveling from all over the country, we can make this work for you very, very easily.
And that includes long-stay vacations, too.
It does. The trend is definitely going towards long stays, but because of our frequency, we make it very easy to do 3, 4, 7, 29-day stays, depending on what you want.
Ultimate flexibility. Okay, now, let's explore some of these hotels. We can't go through them all, but just pull out some plums for us. And let's start with a couple of beachside examples, perhaps.
Yeah, so we have the Diamond Head Beach Resort and Spa, which is located on Fort Myers Beach.
Yeah, and let me tell you, Chris and Tyler, the property is fantastic. It's actually newly renovated, and it's got all one-bedroom suites, which is fantastic. It's also located really well on Fort Myers Beach. You can walk to the Times Square downtown area and the pier. There's also a trolley that runs out front on Fort Myers Beach. You can go up and down Fort Myers Beach on the trolley. And the property's on the beach, which is that, as Stephanie said, that white powdery sand. And the property's got lots of activities as well. So it's an excellent choice.
Perfect.
Yeah.
And we also have the Pink Shell Beach Resorts and Marina, which is right at the top of Fort Myers Beach as well.
Yeah, so it's actually perfect, too, because you can also walk to the Times Square area, the downtown Fort Myers Beach area. And Pink Shell is also got one-bedroom, two-bedroom condo units, which is fantastic. And I think every room faces the Gulf, has a view of the Gulf. And they've got tons of different sports activities, water sports. They've got a marina, so you can do boat rental. They've also got great pool area as well as the beach.
Wonderful.
So, yeah, I mean, ACV offers some fantastic properties.
Go on, one more beach one.
Yes. So if you're looking for a really good family hotel, we have the Hyatt Regency Coconut Point.
Yeah, and the Hyatt Regency just... it actually just did a huge renovation last year and added a new water park. It's got water slides, a lazy river. And although it is not on the beach, the Hyatt Regency Coconut Point actually has a private beach, and you can take their water taxi. So you can actually take, you can pack a cooler, and you can head out on the water taxi in the morning and spend the day and then come back. So
I like the idea of that.
Yeah, isn't that fantastic?
Tyler, what about island retreats? Do Air Canada Vacations have anything to offer us there?
Yeah, for sure. We have the Sundial Beach Resort and Spa on Sanibel, which is a fantastic property, and it just completed a renovation. And it's the perfect island property for consumers.
Yeah. And I think, Chris, you know how earlier we were talking about great value?
Yeah.
A property like this that has a resort fee that it includes bike rental on Sanibel, kayaks, paddle boards. They also just built 12 new pickleball courts, which are fantastic and a lot of fun, and everyone's enjoying those. And they've got lots of tennis courts. So it's a great property.
Yeah, I've got some friends who've just taken up pickleball. I didn't even know what it was.
No, neither did I.
It looks fun. What about another one?
We have the South Seas Island Resort as well.
All right.
Oh, that's fantastic. And that's the entire tip of Captiva Island. So it's almost like it's truly like a resort destination. I mean, once you're there at the property, they've got everything there, different water sports in that, condos, homes for home rentals, shopping area. It's just, I mean, it's absolutely beautiful.
I was on their website the other day,
yeah.
And it does look fabulous.
It is. And they've got 4 kilometers of private beach as well, because they're the whole tip of the island.
And here's a little insider's tip. You're actually going to be down there soon, aren't you?
Yes, yes, definitely. I can't wait. The Zoomer morning show is going to be down live, broadcasting from November the 6th to the 10th, which is very exciting. So listen then, everyone, and you'll hear firsthand all about the hotel and the destination and all the fun that that morning show is having.
Or even better still, go down there.
Go down for yourself.
And you can say hi to Jeanette.
Yeah, exactly. And, you know, take advantage of the Air Canada Vacations offer that they're offering right now, because it's a great opportunity.
It really is. Now, we're spoiled for choice, and it's great to hear that we've got all these lovely hotels and accommodations, and they're all unscathed and back up and running after the hurricane.
Yeah, Air Canada Vacations has resumed normal operations. We're at 100% operational down in Fort Myers right now, so it is definitely ready for consumers to get down there right away.
So all systems go?
All systems go, for sure.
And tell us one more time about that great offer, because it is a really good time to book if you're actually thinking about going down to Fort Myers and Sanibel.
Yeah, the window is definitely closing. So our early booking bonus offer for Fort Myers ends on October 31st, and it is $300 off per couple.
And if listeners want to do that, what should they do?
They can either go in and see their local travel agent or check out aircanadavacations.com.
Fantastic. Now, Stephanie, yeah, we haven't heard from you for a while. Tell us how our listeners can actually find out all the information they need to plan their vacation down with you.
So now that I heard all these great offers and ideas that Tyler has given them, I would suggest go check out our website at www.fortmyers.com, where you can find a lot of more information on like where to go and the different areas, like what do you want to do in Fort Myers Beach or do you want to go to Sanibel. But I would personally also suggest go check out our YouTube channel, which is just the Beaches of Fort Myers and Sanibel, because we have some fabulous videos there. We'll just give you a better idea to understand and what we've been talking about. And also, if you want to be really up to date and maybe get some insider tips, follow us on social media. Our Instagram is #FTMyersSanibel, or check out Facebook at the Beaches of Fort Myers and Sanibel.
Great tips, and I've been doing just that, and some of the pictures you've got on those things, I'm there. it's like you see this gorgeous white sand beach and you just take a big deep breath, and it comes out as a sigh.
Yes.
I wish I was there right now. Let me say thank you very much indeed to Tyler from Air Canada Vacations.
Thank you for having me.
Thanks for coming on and telling us especially about this special offer, and we'll put that up on the website as well. You can see all of the information at chrisrobinsontravelshow.com, including this special offer from Air Canada Vacations. We're going to take a quick break now, but when we come back, we're going to find out all about the festivals that enliven Fort Myers and Sanibel all year round. You're listening to The Chris Robinson Travel Show.
On the beaches of Fort Myers and Sanibel, islandology is our way of life. But it's about more than islands. It's about what surrounds you. It's dolphins in boat wake-ology. It's a little me time in Florida sun-ology. It's seashells and gentle waves rolling up on white sand-ology. Islandology is your guide to island life, and you learn it when you come live it. Plan your next trip at FortMyersSanibel.com.
A healthy home sounds more like...
time for bubbles.
And less like...
time for a new furnace.
Call 1-844-ENERCARE today and save up to $2,800 on a select furnace. Offer ends October 31st. Terms and conditions apply. Making homes healthy because we EnerCare.
How do you get the best deal on the most capable F-150 ever? Go to your Toronto Ford dealers, Canada's best event. Now lease a brand new 2018 F-150 XLT Super Crew 300A for only $199 every 2 weeks at 0.99% APR for 36 months with $3,350 down. Plus, get a no extra charge winter safety package. Visit your Toronto Ford store or find your Ford.ca. Tough, smart, capable, undisputed.
Sweet dream, baby. What if a famous male duo of the 50s and 60s got to perform alongside the most iconic singer of all time? We can dream, can't we? Or we can sing along on October 27th. Orbison and the Everly Brothers Reimagined, an unforgettable night at the Mississauga Living Arts Center. Get your tickets now, 905-306-6000, or go to livingartscenter.ca.
I need to pick up groceries.
I'll take you shopping, Mom.
I can barely walk to the mailbox.
You know, Mom, you sound like the perfect candidate for a health refund.
A what refund?
Healthrefund.com. A colleague of mine told me about it. People who have difficulty getting around could be entitled to a large refund from income taxes.
I'd pay income tax.
She went to healthrefund.com, and they helped her dad get a big refund.
HealthRefund.com has been helping each of their clients save thousands of dollars, even up to $50,000.
I could afford to buy the scooter I need.
And with HealthRefund.com, if you don't save, you don't pay.
I found the number.
But will I qualify?
Let's call together and find out.
See if you're eligible for a refund of income taxes by answering four simple questions. Pick up the phone now and call 1-888-999-2221. HealthRefund.com from Grants International, the refund experts. 1-888-999-2221.
A healthy home sounds more like
time for bubbles
and less like
time for a new furnace.
Call 1-844-ENERCARE today and save up to $2,800 on a select furnace. Offer ends October 31st. Terms and conditions apply. Making homes healthy because we Enercare.
The Chris Robinson Travel Show is brought to you by the beaches of Fort Myers and Sanibel.
Crossing oceans and borders with no passport required. You're listening to the Chris Robinson Travel Show on Zoomer Radio.
Welcome back to the Chris Robinson Travel Show. This week, we're discovering the soft sand and gently lapping waters of the beaches of Fort Myers and Sanibel. Perhaps we should practice our Sanibel stoop and the Captiva crouch as we beachcomb for beautiful shells. Our shoulders feel a weight lifted off them as we admire a gorgeous Gulf Coast sunset, and we feel a special peace as we kayak amongst mangroves while spotting birds and wildlife all around us. All of this and more is Islandology, falling in love with the relaxed island lifestyle. And to educate us in this very healthy philosophy, we have our Islandology gurus, Stephanie Zinker and Jeanette Faria, both with the beaches of Fort Myers and Sanibel. I want to turn now to another aspect of island life, and that's the fun, vibrant, and sometimes downright quirky festivals that enliven the calendar year-round. And let's start by talking about some festivals that celebrate food and drink, Stephanie.
Well, Chris, that's exactly my topic. if we know one thing to do down here, then it's obviously good food and drink and put a festival together. So there's so much going on when it comes to festivals, and one of them happening actually in November, so just around the corner, is our Taste of the Town. It's an annual event where you can just go around town. There's different, you know, specials at the restaurants, and it's just a fun way to kind of explore the destination based on food. Then there's also one of my personal favorites. It's coming up in March, so it's still a little bit to go. It's our Shrimp Festival on Fort Myers Beach. And if you think Shrimp Festival, you're absolutely right. It's exactly what you're thinking about right now. It's parades. It's exploring, like, crafters and, you know, arts and crafts. And, of course, eating lots and lots of wonderful shrimp.
Oh, yeah. Can I come?
You have absolutely. I personally invite you right now.
Okay, great. Wonderful. I'll be there. We haven't actually talked about cuisine very much on the show here. But, of course, there's a mouth-watering range of options there, aren't there?
There's a lot when it comes to dining and just food culture in general. Of course, you know, where we are located, I mean, right at the Gulf of Mexico, it's kind of like sitting, you know, right there at the dispensary of amazing seafood and fresh fish. We call our shrimp the pink gold because it's very valuable to us, and we love it in any form and way. And then, of course, you have grouper and snapper, everything that comes right out of the Gulf. It couldn't be any fresher than that. Mm-hmm.
And if you're not a big seafood eater, which I'm not, Stephanie always says, are you
what
having
an admission.
Chicken?
We still like you to come down.
Yes, of course. Of course. And you can have one of those fabulous cheeseburgers in Paradise.
Ooh, yes.
As they do at Cabbage Key. And also, if you're going to have great food to drink, we've got great breweries now, microbreweries, Millennial Brewing. We've got a couple of them in the area, which is great. And something people might not know of is we have the Wicked Dolphin Rum Distillery.
Aha!
So it's actually 100% local Florida-made rum, and you can do a tour and come to that. So, you know, with all that great seafood, you need to have something to drink, too.
My list of to-dos is just getting longer and longer the more this show goes on.
Yes.
And actually, you won't believe it, Chris, but they offer free, like, tours and tastings, so...
Oh.
You definitely want to check that out when you're down here.
I can believe it in your part of paradise. While we're talking about festivals, how about the Island Hopper Songwriter Fest?
Yeah, we actually just wrapped up our fourth edition of the Island Hopper Songwriter Fest. It usually falls about the last weekend of September into early October. And what it is such, it's one of my favorite. It's a unique music festival that spreads from Captiva Island to Fort Myers Beach and even touches into historic downtown. This year, we had over 80 different performances. So just imagine that, you know, laid back throughout all of our quaint little restaurants and bars throughout the destination. You have live performances. You can interact with actually the songwriters of some of like the greatest hits that, you know, you never get to see these people that write the songs.
Mm-hmm. I think this is such a great idea. And I remember we covered the very first one on a travel show,
I guess,
4 years ago now.
We did. Yeah. And actually, even this year, one of the headliners was a Canadian singer.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Her name's Lindsay L. Apparently, her album recently climbed to the top of the iTunes country album chart. So it was fantastic to have a Canadian tie to the festival.
Canadian touchdown there. What other festivals would you recommend, Stephanie?
There's so many like smaller festivals. We have the American Sand Sculpting Championship in November happening, which is a lot of fun to watch. I mean, these people, they're artists, and what they do with that sand is just unbelievable. And then, of course, you know, because we love our shells and our islands, we have National Seashell Day, which falls on the first day of every summer. Next one coming up June 21st. And also the Sanibel Shell Festival, which just showcases everything about shells.
Ah, lovely. And aren't you in the middle of Ding Darling Days?
We sure are. We are right in October now, Ding Darling Days. Then we also have, of course, when it comes to coming up shortly is also the Fort Myers Beach Pirate Fest. And then, of course, when you go further into May, because we're so rich in sport fishing, we have the tarpon tournament.
Wow. And that's that famous world round.
Yes, it is. It's our kingfish, what we like to call it.
So much to do down there. Let's return, perhaps, to what makes this destination so successful. And I'm going to ask you, Stephanie, what does this lovely word, islandology, mean to you?
So I think, Chris, for me, the best way to describe this is islandology is something we came up with for our visitor guide, a guide to island life. So really what we're trying to tell the visitors to be open-minded and allow yourself to just live in the moment and fully enjoy life's simple pleasures and find your own way to, like, recharge and reconnect while you're away from it all.
And there's so many kind of islandologies, aren't there?
There are, and I have to say to you that we have one that, in particular for me, best sums it up. And it says that the best things in life are rarely things at all.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, which is true.
Very true. That's so nice. What about getting all the information we need to plan our trip?
Yeah, no, definitely. Again, visit FortMyersSanibel.com. You can also check out some great islandology. We've got 50 islandologies that we've created.
50.
So you can take a look on our website at some of the islandologies. You can sign up for our newsletter, for our free Lonely Planet guidebook. And for the listeners, also, if they happen to be in Toronto next weekend, October 28th and 29th, mm-hmm. I'll be at the Zoomer Show.
Oh, right. Yeah. Great. So they can come down and
Me in person and talk to me and ask me questions and anything that I can help with, I will.
So they could be asking you, for instance, for one or two more examples of islandology.
Yes, and they can pick up the free visitor guide.
Oh, which is great, actually. The Lonely Planet, that's my go-to guide series.
Yes.
Anyway, and they've done a really good job with the Fort Myers and Sanibel one.
Yeah, they've done a fantastic job. So definitely can pick one up for me.
Yeah. Stephanie, all the social media, too. Let's just hear what those are.
Yes, absolutely. So I like to go to, like, use Instagram or Facebook just because if you want to be really, like, up to date of, like, what's the latest mm-hmm. and check out our latest post, whether it be a restaurant or from one of our tours, follow us on Instagram. It's hashtag FTMyersSanibel or simply check out and like us on Facebook, which is The Beaches of Fort Myers and Sanibel.
Lovely. And just before we go, one last insider's tip from each of you about beaches of Fort Myers and Sanibel.
Well, Chris, I think we have one great insider tip. A single visit leads to yearly migrations.
That's islandology. Find yours on the beaches of Fort Myers and Sanibel.
Perfect. Thank you both. Thank you both. I think it was Anne Morrow Lindbergh, who was the wife of the famous aviator Charles Lindbergh. And she visited Captiva Island and wrote a very famous book of inspirational essays, which I love, called Gift from the Sea. And this quote, for me, encapsulates that laid-back atmosphere in Fort Myers and Sanibel. She says, "Patience, patience, patience is what the sea teaches. Patience and faith. One should lie empty, open, choiceless as a beach, waiting for a gift from the sea." Islandology.
That is beautiful,
isn't
Chris.
It? Yeah, well,
I think that sums it up very nicely.
Yeah, inspired by your destination, Stephanie. Thank you, Stephanie. Thank you, Jeanette, and also Tyler for being our guides here to this lovely, lovely destination. I'm really looking forward to coming down sometime soon.
Definitely, we'd love to have you. Thank you for having us on the show.
Yes, thank you so much, Chris. And we're here if you need us. Come and find your Islandology.
Absolutely. And don't forget that offer of $300 off per couple if you book an Air Canada Vacations air and hotel package to the beaches of Fort Myers and Sanibel. I encourage you also to visit fortmyerssanibel.com to explore further. And in addition, this show will be podcast on the Travel Show website and on iTunes for you to listen again or to share with some friends. There's also a wealth of helpful information about the destination. Just go to chrisrobinsontravelshow.com to find out more. Thank you for listening. Please join us next week for another travel experience. Till then, bon voyage and cheerio from the Chris Robinson Travel Show. Hi, Chris Robinson here again with news and views from the world of travel. Earth, wind and fire. The past few weeks have seen Mother Nature throw just about everything at a cluster of destinations favoured by Canadian vacationers. Earthquakes in Mexico, mighty storms in the Caribbean and US Gulf Coast, and now the horrific wildfires in Northern California's renowned wine country. The wind-driven wildfires came as Napa and Sonoma counties were finishing highly anticipated harvests of wine grapes. This week would normally have found workers picking and processing the ripe grapes to make Chardonnay and other wines, and at least two wineries have been totally destroyed and many others badly damaged. About 12% of grapes grown in California are in Sonoma and Napa and surrounding counties, but they are the highest value grapes, leading to the highest value wines. So if you were planning a trip to California's wine country, do make sure that you check before you travel to plan your route around the worst affected zones. Sears Canada has announced that it's going out of business, closing all stores across the country and leaving 12,000 people without work. Sears Travel, however, is not a part of this Sears Canada Inc. closing, as the Sears Travel stores are part of Travel Brands. They will be rebranded as the Travel Experts later this month. But it's sad to see that Canada is losing another well-known brand from the world of travel. More positively, Ethiopian Airlines, the largest airline in Africa, is marking 5 years of service between Toronto and Addis Ababa, Ethiopia, by increasing the number of non-stop Toronto departures from 3 to 5 each week. Ethiopian launched its maiden flight to Canada in 2012, connecting the continent of Africa with Canada with the first direct flights. Its fleet is very impressive. The average age of its aircraft is less than 5 years, and it recently welcomed the Boeing Dreamliner to its fleet, the first airline to do so in Africa. The two new flight options from Toronto will begin in a couple of weeks, and once in Africa, travellers can connect to 54 destinations in more than 50 African countries, with connectivity in less than 3 hours, offering efficient and affordable options for Canadians to see more of the amazing sights in Africa. I flew with Ethiopian to Addis Ababa earlier this year, and I can fully recommend them. The deal of the week is a special offer to the destination we've just been talking about on the Travel Show, Fort Myers, Florida. Air Canada Vacations have a deal for air and hotel packages where you can save $300 per couple on trips to the beaches of Fort Myers and Sanibel before April 30th, 2018, if you book your trip by October 30th. For more information, ask your travel agent or go to aircanadavacations.com. Next week's destination on the show is a country sometimes called the land of milk and honey. It's a place of soaring alpine peaks, crisscrossed by glaciers, lakes and verdant valleys. There's history, charming towns, splendid national cuisine and little-known wines. And as for the chocolate and the cheese, whoa, okay, we're exploring Switzerland in the heart of Europe. It's a special place for me personally. I used to holiday there in the mountains when I was a lad, and now my eldest son lives and works in Zurich. So I feel a particular affinity to this country, and I've just returned from another trip there this last month. Drop in at the ChrisRobinsonTravelShow.com website for the details of this show, and while you're there, check out my new Pinterest board of images from my recent journeys in Switzerland. You can click the link from the Travel Show homepage. And don't forget to tune in next Saturday or Sunday at 11 a.m. here on Zoomer Radio as we explore the fall and winter delights of Switzerland on The Chris Robinson Travel Show.